Yeah, we want to send you to an Impact soccer game coming up on July 6th. We've got Daniela from Laval who wants to take Sam on this morning. We're just chatting with you while Camila Cabello was on. And Daniela, you have a job. I've actually never met or spoken to anybody who does what you do. What do you do every day?
I work for the Montreal 911 call center.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I answer emergency calls.
Okay, and my first question was, like, what happens when you get emotional? You must be a very calm person, but there must be times when emotions come up.
Well, you know, we just like everybody else, we take a break, we read, we cry, we talk about it, whatever it takes.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing what you do every day, and hopefully you can take a break right now and beat Sam's butt. That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would.
All right, Daniela.
But Sam is really smart. I have to give it to him. No,
you don't have to.
I'm glad he's in his isolated booth right now because he really doesn't need to hear that. His head is just going.
I hope he listens to that again.
All right, Daniela, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. No pressure, okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Late.
Nitrous oxide is commonly known as what kind of gas?
Pass.
Who was the Greek goddess of wisdom?
Pass.
Who stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni?
Is that the cat in the hat?
What is the last name of TV brothers Niles and Fraser?
I don't know that one either.
Okay. ICYMI is Texan shorthand for what?
Don't know.
YMI.
All right. That was the buzzer. We're going to bring Sam back in. We'll see how he does. It's okay. What were we playing in Sam's headphones?
I'm usually better at this.
It does go by fast.
Go by very quickly when the clock is ticking.
It's okay. I said Sam was smart, you know? I recognize the wisdom.
Oh,
she called you smart.
I just caught that. Thank you very much. That's a nice compliment. Yeah.
Very compliment.
You're playing up against Daniela in Laval.
All right, Daniela.
Nicest person ever.
She is very nice, and she answers 911 calls.
Okay, well, that's just a lot. Okay.
So, smart or not, we know who's more important.
Yes, we know who has the more important job.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Nitrous oxide is commonly known as what kind of gas?
Pass.
Who was the Greek goddess of wisdom?
Pass.
Who stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni?
Old MacDonald.
What is the last name of TV brothers Niles and Fraser?
Pass.
ICYMI is Texan shorthand for what?
ICYM what?
ICYMI.
In case you might be interested, nitrous oxide. I'm going to say is nitrogen.
Oh,
you were on fire!
Oh! This is going to make you feel a lot better, Daniela, about your performance.
Yeah, actually,
yeah, yeah. Those are tough. I know. Luck of the draw. They were tough questions. Let's see how you guys made out. Nitrous oxide is commonly known as laughing gas. Neither one of you were correct on that one. Who was the Greek?
Joke's on us.
The Greek goddess of wisdom was Athena. And neither one of you were correct on that one. Who stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni? It's Yankee Doodle who went to town.
Oh, right. I was like, Old MacDonald went to town.
It was not Old MacDonald.
He could have had a feather in his cap. We don't know.
Oh, he had a farm. He didn't go to town as well.
Well, every farmer's got to go into town sometimes.
All right. What is the last name of TV brothers Niles and Fraser? The answer is Crane. And neither one of you were correct on that one. And ICYMI is texting shorthand for what? In case you missed it. Is the answer. So I think this is the first time neither one of you actually got a question right.
A tiebreaker on 0-0?
A tiebreaker on 0-0 is happening.
Call 911 because something ain't right.
Oh my God. All right. So Sam is going to leave the room once again. We'll put him back in his isolated booth, Daniela. And you know how the tiebreaker works?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got 5 seconds on the clock for the tiebreaker. The answer is a number, okay? So just make sure you say something before that 5 seconds is up. Whoever gets closest is going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right, Daniela, how many times does the word blood appear in Shakespeare's Macbeth?
Ooh.
Quick.
I'm going to say 185.
Okay. Good job before the buzzer. Sam is back in here. Sam, you've got 5 seconds on the clock as well after your performance this morning.
You cannot call that a performance.
Yeah, it was something.
No, you can't.
How many times does the word blood appear in Shakespeare's Macbeth?
382
times. Didn't you study Shakespeare?
Yes, I did. Oh. I didn't memorize every single script, so I can't tell you what the word count.
How did you do? A, B, C, D?
D, fail.
No, it was like a B.
A B. All right. Well, the answer is 42, and Daniela said 185. So, Daniela, that actually makes you the winner this morning. With an eye roll from Sam. Nice work, Daniela.
Yeah, it was luck, though, you know?
Don't be so humble.
You did a great job. You did a great job, and you were so sure he was going to beat you before we began. So nice work. You came through.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've got 4 tickets for you to see the Impact Soccer take on Minnesota United coming up on July 6th. And you can tell everyone you're smarter than Sam. Today, when people call 911, actually, you can just say.
Before you get to that.
First things first, I'm smarter than Sam. Thank you so much, Daniela. Thank you for listening, and just hang on the line. We'll get your info, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks. That's right. We are well into Lerone season. We want to hook you up with a couple of day passes. And we've got Fiona and Brady who want to take Sam down this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. All right. So, like, way back in the day, you said you guys tied Sam. And this was before we introduced the tiebreaker, right?
Yeah, probably a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah, we met up spelling Gallagher.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Well, so you have some unfinished business to take care of this morning, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
amazing. Well, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you guys. And good luck. We're pulling for you. Hopefully this is Sam's second loss of the morning.
All right.
You've waited a year for this moment. Don't mess it up. What celebrity what celebrity chef was also known as the Naked Chef? What is the name of the afternoon nap taken in Spain?
Yes, sir.
What movie takes place in the fictional country of Wakanda?
Black Panther.
Beethoven composed the Moonlight.
Sonata.
What movie features the songs You're the One That I Want and Summer Nights?
Grease.
What celebrity chef was also known as the Naked Chef?
Gordon Ramsay. Not
him,
though. Gordon Ramsay.
Okay.
Gordon Ramsay Naked.
Did very well. What were you playing in Sam's headphones while he was in that isolated booth this morning? Oh, he was sipping on some gin and juice.
Snoop.
Getting their long weekend started early.
Laid back. Yes.
And my money on my mind. All right. 30 seconds on the clock against Fiona and Brady this morning, Sam.
All righty. Good luck to the two of yous.
What celebrity chef was also known as the Naked Chef?
Pass.
What is the name of the afternoon nap taken in Spain?
Siesta.
What movie takes place in the fictional country of Wakanda?
Black Panther.
Beethoven composed the Moonlight.
Pass.
What movie features the songs You're the One That I Want and Summer Nights?
Grease.
What celebrity chef was also known as the Naked Chef?
Pass.
Beethoven composed the Moonlight Symphony.
Moonlight. Yeah, I don't know.
Moonlight Symphony.
Beethoven's Moonlight. I don't know.
It was wrong. Spoiler alert.
It was, eh? Okay. I had a feeling.
Yeah. All right. Let's see how everybody made out. What celebrity chef was also known as the Naked Chef? The answer is Jamie Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
Neither one of you got that one right.
Does anyone know how we got that name?
I don't know.
Oh,
good question.
I can guess. I can imagine, but I just don't.
He didn't cook naked. That wasn't
okay.
Oh, gross.
That's where my mind went.
especially bacon.
Yeah.
All right. What is the name of the afternoon nap taken in Spain? It is a siesta, and Fiona and Brady got that, and Sam, so did you. Nice work.
Okay.
What movie takes place in the fictional country of Wakanda? The Black Panther, which is such a good movie.
Wakanda forever.
And you're both correct on that. Beethoven composed the Moonlight Sonata, and Fiona knew that. Nice work, Fiona.
Wow.
Nice. Woohoo. And Sam did not. And the final question, what movie features the songs You're the One That I Want and Summer Nights? The answer is Grease. And you're both correct on that, which means we've got another winner, Fiona and Brady.
Oh. Brady.
Nice work.
Woo.
Woo.
Can we still get a mug that says
finally?
Yes, we will give you the mug that says you're smarter than Sam. We'll give you Lerone passes as well. Congratulations. That is justice. That is justice. Because they tied you before the tiebreaker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. Well, you can officially say that you won now.
All right.
Wakanda
nice
forever.
Wakanda forever. Nice work, you guys.
Thank you.